Neil walked to the toilet at the corner of the cell and retched. He was shaking in dread at the idea of such treatment and inconceivably aroused. Unlike many of his fellow lifers, he didn't consider himself a tough guy. He had no illusions about being able to endure the horrific punishments outlined in the manual without crying, screaming, and begging. He would have to place himself utterly at the mercy of his handler and pray to every entity ever imagined that he got someone who would show at least some restraint in torturing him and give him a chance to earn punishments he could bear instead of ones that left him catatonic on the floor in a pool of his own urine. After reading that, he could well imagine the state of exhausted pain that the agent had described. He wouldn't be himself, just a puppet to endure his handler's whims. The agent had mentioned more experienced handlers preferring submissive, cooperative prisoners, and had seemed to indicate an experienced handler might have a more even hand with punishing him. Neil drew in a shaky breath, utterly terrified. He could get an inexperienced, complete sadist. He was going to have to enter training with the goal of pleasing his trainers at all costs. He could worry about dignity, pride, and the triumph of the human spirit later. Right now, he absolutely had to attract the best handler possible, despite his inevitable pain and fear at the training center, with the overriding message, "I'll be good. Please adopt me. I'll do anything under the sun to please you." Neil signed the papers with an unsteady hand, then walked back to the toilet and threw up. The next years of his life were going to be interesting.